This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Workers at a Chipotle in Lansing, in Michigan, voted to unionize this week. That's the first location of that particular national fast food chain to do so, but just one of hundreds of individual restaurants and retail stores that have organized this year. Starbucks is up to 200 union shops across the country. A second REI store in Berkeley, California, as of yesterday. Two Trader Joe's, one Apple store. You get the idea. And it does feel like there's a whole ton of union activity, but it's also true that each of those union drives involves a relatively small number of workers, about a dozen at the Lansing Chipotle, about 100 at the Berkeley REI. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more now on why the labor movement is succeeding at small scale.
At the height of the U.S. labor movement in the 30s and 40s, unions accrued millions of members, organizing big industrial workplaces like factories and auto plants. But small-scale organizing has always been important, says historian Tobias Higbee at UCLA.
It doesn't take a central organization to coordinate the work of collecting cards, managing the election, etc.
So workers don't need the resources of a big or powerful union. It's also harder for employers to influence smaller groups, says Sharon Block, who heads the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School.
Probably a big piece is the rapid response, right?
She says employers have more opportunities than unions to get their perspective out, requiring employees sit through information sessions or sending out all staff emails. But in smaller settings, organizers can make their case more effectively.
We talk to each other all the time and we share information and we helped each other when those conversations did happen.
Sarah Beth Ryther helped organize the staff of about 70 at the Minneapolis Trader Joe's, which unionized earlier this month.
We had already had 5 to 7 conversations with every single person on what to expect.
And got tips from a store in Massachusetts that unionized the previous month. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.